Markets head into Tuesday with a cautious tone as weakness in technology stocks, renewed trade tensions, and uncertainty around U.S. fiscal and monetary policy offset support from lower Treasury yields. U.S. equity futures are flat after a mixed Monday session, suggesting some stabilization, although elevated valuations and questions around the sustainability of AI investment remain important risks. The dollar remains broadly vulnerable after Treasury expansion of long-dated bond buybacks drove yields lower and revived concerns over fiscal credibility and currency debasement. Eurodollar is holding firm near recent highs, while sterling remains supported by elevated UK yields. The Canadian dollar continues to underperform after President Trump threatened 50% tariffs on Canadian automotive imports, with Ottawa expected to announce its response later today. The yen has struggled to benefit from rising expectations of September Bank of Japan hike. Markets now assign roughly an 80% probability to a move, but the wide US-Japan yield gap and lingering concerns over Japan's fiscal position continue to limit demand for the currency. The Australian dollar softened despite relatively hawkish RBA minutes, which revealed a live debate over a preemptive August hike. The drag came primarily from China, where the PBOC set the yuan midpoint substantially weaker than the market estimates, reinforcing concerns that Beijing wants to resist rapid currency appreciation. In commodities, oil is trading around flat after initially falling when the latest U.S. measures against Iran proved less severe than feared. Nevertheless, the reported strike on a tanker off Oman keeps the risk of disruption around the Strait of Hormuz firmly in focus. Looking ahead, U.S. consumer confidence is today's main data release, while markets are already positioning for Wednesday's GDP, PCE inflation, and NVIDIA earnings, followed by Fed Chair Warsh at Jackson Hole later in the week. That's all for now.